This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for May 4th. I'm Paul Plack. The French agency charged with investigating aviation accidents recovered the cockpit voice recorder from Air France Flight 447, which went down in the Atlantic Ocean on June 1, 2009. They also got the data module from the flight data recorder. Both were recovered on Monday. A reality TV show on the campus of Indiana University of Pennsylvania got a little too real on Saturday, when a Robinson R-44 being used by the video crew came down between apartment buildings on the campus. A Beech-18 on a cargo flight went down in a residential neighborhood near the Opa-locka Airport in Florida Monday morning. The pilot reportedly was fatally injured. There were no other injuries reported. NASA managers met Monday and determined that Tuesday, May 10th is now the earliest Endeavour could be launched on mission STS-134. Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly has commented on the significance of the closing of Southwest's acquisition of AirTran, and he says the combined airline is in good shape to weather an environment of rising fuel prices. EADS executive chairman Luis Galois has told the Spanish newspaper Expansión that the world's six major airliner manufacturers will likely have to form alliances in the future as the demand for new airplanes subsides. The Omasud Skycar, which was introduced to the U.S. market last year at AirVenture, has received certification from the FAA. The SETI Institute has shut down the Allen Telescope Array in California, citing budget cuts. And former World War II WASP Violet Cowden has gone west at the age of 94. She reportedly got the chance to fly an airplane again in the past year. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, it's the second and concluding segment of Jim Campbell's interview with Kirk Fryer of Sarasota Avionics International. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.